This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1598. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded January 5th, Algeria, Australia, Bahrain, Belarus, Bhutan, Brazil, Burma, Canada, China, Costa Rica, Cyprus, Czechia, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Finland, France, Kuwait, Libya, Micronesia, Morocco, Myanmar, Nigeria, Pakistan, Peru, Solomon, Somalia, Sudan, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Ukraine, UK, USA, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The new year has brought with it some unforeseen changes in shortwave broadcasting, reductions, transmissions missing, especially from France, about which more later. France has also been relaying Algeria, the mostly Quran service, but that was missing January 4th at 0610 UT from 5865. It had been regularly heard here. Wolfgang Büschel then checked out many more of the scheduled broadcasts on that date of Algeria via France. The only one he heard for sure was from 19 to 20 UT on 7455. Here's the complete current schedule as previously registered if you want to check how many you can still hear. 04 to 07 UT on 5865. 05 to 06 on 7295. 18 to 21 on 9390. 19 to 22 on 7455. The new DX Listening Digest, number 1201, via worldofradio.org, contains, of course, a number of reports about special New Year's Eve programming. I suggest you consult the issue, since in my limited time I prefer to look forward rather than backward, stuff you still may be able to hear. However, I will mention a few items. I was listening to Radio Australia around 13 UT, December 31st, when it was midnight there, on 9580. Two of their staff were up on the top of the ABC building in Melbourne in order to get a good look at the fireworks, which are being set off from the tops of buildings, unlike in Sydney, where they do it somewhat more safely from barges in the harbor. I should have kept listening a bit longer because Mark Cody in Ontario was also listening to Radio Australia. And he says that a stage had caught fire thanks to the fireworks, and the fire trucks were arriving about half an hour later. Another station, which was off the air unexpectedly, but we don't know if it's permanent, is Radio Belarus, or at least on some of its frequencies. 6010 was out of the way, so Martin Trott in the Netherlands could hear Radio Bahrain, January 2nd at 1857. That's their English service, including New Age music and news on the hour. And the next day, he was also hearing them at 1900 with news. Better reception than the day before, and Belarus was still missing. Bahrain, by the way, suppresses its lower sideband, its carrier plus upper sideband. After all the excitement about Radio Bhutan, or BBS, reactivating, we told you about the last couple of weeks on 5030 and 6035. They were mostly missing again after Christmas. Walt Salmaniv was at his remote cottage in the Haida Gwaii Islands off British Columbia, and he should have been able to hear them, but they were never on at 1445 or 1500. Ron Howard in California says, from my observations, BBS was last heard on December 25th and not since, through January 3rd, on either frequency. We can just continue to monitor and hope they will start regular broadcasts. They might be waiting to attend the HFCC conference in Malaysia, which is already happening in January 9th to 13th, instead of the usual dates in February. They were talking about getting a new frequency assignment. Via BCDX, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka was not hearing Bhutan either on December 28th or 29th, and Aker Peterson in Denmark says it was off the air December 31st and January 1st. However, on January 4th, Joe's Jacob in India told us, I am getting them on 6035 from around 1130 UT, but have not heard them lately on 5030. On the same date, Ron Harrod in California says they must have signed off early, as when he tuned in 6035 at 1316, he was only hearing PBS Yunnan China, the voice of Shangri-La with her English ID at 1400. Ralph Perry in Illinois says, Rádio Verdes Florestas in Cruzeiro do Sul, Brazil, 4865.03, holds up quite late most mornings, from sign on around 1000 UT until nearly 1100. And at times, it is surprisingly the best Latin American in the 60-meter band. It holds up so late because it's in far western Brazil, so it's more like a Peruvian than other Brazilians. Myanmar opening up a bit apparently means there's less need for Democratic Voice of Burma on shortwave. In World DX Club Contact, Alan Dean says a letter from DVB states they had to drop one of their daily transmissions, giving the schedule as 1430 to 1530 on what must be an incorrect frequency, 4514. However, according to the latest HFCC entries, the only DVB broadcast is the other one in the local mornings, 2330 to midnight 30 UT on 5905 via Wertachtel, Germany. Should you hear Voice of Vietnam's evening broadcast to North America on 5745, as Mark Taylor did in Wisconsin of the NASA flash sheet, here's the explanation. It's a leapfrog mixing product from the Sackville relay, 6175, leaping over the NHK relay on 5960, another 215 kHz lower. He logged it at 0328 in English. More missing Belarus frequencies. January 1st, allowed Martin Throat in the Netherlands to hear other stations on 6040 at midnight 30. Nemengu PBS China, the Mongolian service, after CNR2 had closed and before Vatican opened at 01. 6070 was also clear of Belarus, so I could hear News Talk 1010 from Toronto, actually 40 hertz below the exact frequency. And they were still off the air at 0932, that is the two Belarus frequencies, 6040, 6070, and probably also 6010. More from the extensive log report of Walt Samaniv on his holiday de-expedition to Masset, British Columbia. Not only shortwave, but medium-wave DXing. He says, lest you think that Firedrake, that's continuous instrumental music only Chiacom jamming, is only found on shortwave, not true. At 1900 UT, December 26th, I heard the very familiar Firedrake on medium-wave, 1098 kHz. And it must be blocking Radio Free Asia in Chinese via Taiwan until 2200. Of course, that was after 11 a.m. local time, something you would not expect to hear any other time of the year. Jorge Freitas in Brazil has a couple of logs of Sound of Hope, the usual target of Firedrake jamming, but relays via Tajikistan and he says nothing about any jamming. December 29th at 2220 on 7540, with talk apparently in Mandarin, although the signal was weak, it went off at 2230. And then, also December 29th, at 22:35, they were on 7615 until 2300. It had been missing for a while, but on December 24th, I heard Radio Republica again via that low-power transmitter in Costa Rica on 5954.2, just before it went off at 2358 UT, as they were about to come up via the high-power Sackville Canada relay, weekends only, on 9490. And now from Jeff White of WRMI, news of a special DX test from Radio Republica's Costa Rica transmitter. RMI is cooperating in this. It's January 7th for 1 hour each at three different times, 2000 UT and 2300, and UT January 8th at 0200. He says on 5954 from Cariari, Costa Rica. Programming will be Radio Republica in Spanish with a power of 10 kilowatts. There will be a special QSL card verified by Radio Miami International, sent to their address, P.O. Box 526852, Miami, Florida 33152, or info@wrmi.net. And of course, they are really looking forward to reception reports on these special tests. Cariari, he gives the site. We thought this was at a place called Wapiles, but Jeff White confirms that the Republica relays from the Elcor facility have always been from Cariari. It's not the same site exactly as Radio Exterior de España, but in the same area. And Jeff White adds they're supposed to be on the air daily at 23 to midnight UT only for the time being till further notice. The other hours at 20 and 02 will be only for the specials on January 7th and 8th. Radio Bayrak in Turkish Northern Cyprus on 6150 continues to be an elusive catch. I've tuned around 2300 UT a number of times trying to hear it. On December 30th, there was pop music playing, which is what they do, atop one or two other weak stations, but the announcement I heard was in Portuguese instead of Turkish, so it had to be Rádio Recorde in Brazil. This far west, I'm not sure if I could hear Cyprus an hour earlier, but on the very same date, the mysterious anonymous DXer identified as XM in Cedar Keys, South Florida, quoted by Robert Wilkner, got a definite ID on Radio Bayrak International, 2210 to 2245, by paralleling the programming to their website. He says it was strong enough to remove any doubt at 2240. There was interference, apparently, from Taiwan. Radio Prague, Czechia, which has given up shortwave except for relays via WRMI, is continuing to issue QSL cards. In fact, a new one every month. For 2012, they're illustrated on their website, the theme this year being Czech painters. Jimber Gaviria points this out. You can find it if you go to www.radio.cz. Contrary to the advance info last week, the New Year's Eve only pirate from Czechia, Radio Bilahora, did not show up on 2458.3. Instead, it was on what had been its usual frequency once again, 3333.4, says Dave Kenny of the British DX Club, a weak but clear channel heard at 2240 December 31st. Djibouti had been missing for several months from 4780, but David Sharp in New South Wales had very good signal. They were back on the air January 4th at 1645 with Horn of Africa Music. In North America, we should look for them around Sinon 0300, when they used to have quite a good signal. Everyone wants to hear Afghanistan on 7200 from before 1530 until 1630, including English for half an hour at 1530. However, in his remote listening post in British Columbia, Walt Salmaniv was trying for that December 23rd. He tuned in at 1514 and was instead hearing Radio Ethiopia, the dominant signal, although there was something else underneath, apparently in Amharic, and then in English from Ethiopia at 1600. The low-power Finnish shortwave station Scandinavian Weekend Radio was supposedly not coming back until spring, but according to their website via Alokesh Gupta, they are coming back already January 13th and 14th. The details on their exact programming and frequencies are at www.swradio.net. They have two or three frequencies each on the 25 and 49 meter bands. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington adds that the transmissions begin Friday at 2200 and last 24 hours until 2200 UT on Saturdays. That's midnight to midnight. Local time, the frequencies are 11690 alternating with 11720 and 5980 alternating with 6170. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1598. Much more info is available via our website, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, via worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, Missouri. who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Contributions via PayPal are also welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com. After at least a month of broadcasting the wrong language, English, instead of Hausa, Radio France International resumed Hausa at 06 to 630 UT on 7220. However, also apparently starting January 1st, a number of other RFI broadcasts disappeared without explanation. We're still trying to figure out exactly what's happened, whether it's temporary or permanent. The English broadcast on 9765 at 06 to 7 UT is among those no longer heard, and I've not been able to hear any of the Spanish language broadcasts of RFI, which used to come in very well via the French Guiana relay. Not only that, but some broadcasts even in the French language have vanished unexpectedly, such as around 14 UT on 17620 and 15300. Wolfgang Büschel has been monitoring extensively which broadcasts, according to the schedules, are still there and which ones are not. All the details so far in the new DX Listening Digest 12-01. As for the rather limited schedule of English broadcasts, here they are, in case you want to find out whether any of those are still on the air, according to World DX Club Contact and Mike Barraclough. 04 to 05 on 9805 and 7425, 05 to 06, 11995, 06 to 07, 15160 and 9765, and 07 to 08 on 15615. Beware of 15160 because Radio Australia is also in English during that hour and beyond. Of course, on and off for the last several months, RFI transmissions had been disrupted by strikes. But usually the actual transmitters would stay on the air, broadcasting RFI music instead. But now many of them are simply off the air without explanation. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, I suspect the problem is the transmission contracts for the equipment set up at Isodun during the 90s. The contract was signed in 1991 and was valid for 20 years, so it may have just expired. Via World DX Club contact, Hari Kuyala reminds us that another global HF Pirate Weekend will take place Saturday and Sunday, January 14th and 15th. Several new stations will be participating. The schedule will be at 07 to 11 UT from Europe to Asia, Japan, and Oceania, 12 to 16 from Europe to North America, and vice versa, 22 to midnight from North America to Asia and Oceania. Most stations will transmit between 15 and 22 megahertz. A detailed station list will be published just before the weekend at hkdx2, that's figure 2, .blogspot.com. It may depend on propagation rather than operation, but Mark Carlson in Massachusetts says Kuwait is back on 15540 after 19 UT in English. A strong signal. You should be getting lots of reports of it. Actually, English should be on the air between 18 and 21. The newbies in Tripoli continue to attempt nothing more than a daily 2-hour broadcast in French on shortwave at approximately 16 to 18 UT on 11600. Walt Salmoniv in British Columbia says surprisingly good reception December 23rd at 1617 with classical music and muffly audio in French. Later on, the audio was low but not muffled. Also reported by Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, December 30th, before and after 1800. He also notes low modulation. And off the air at 18.04 after 2 minutes of carrier. Yet another report by Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania in the Nashville Flash Sheet. It signed off at 18.07 UT on December 31st. Not everyone mentions it, but I assume the first hour from 16 to 17 is still likely to be marred, if not blocked, by DRM from Bulgaria. While Samaniv in BC reports a very good reception from PMA The Cross, Micronesia, December 26th at 0708, measured on 4755.47. 24 hours later, there was no sign of it. However, on December 31st, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Sao Paulo State, Brazil, was hearing it with a preacher in English at 0814 to 828. Since January 2nd, I've been noticing that Morocco has been missing from 15349.1, no longer producing a huge heterodyne, with Veritas via Vatican on 15350 from 15 to 16, nor between 13 and 14 with Turkey on 15350. However, they're still on the air later in the day. Wolfgang Büschel was hearing them after 1840. Until sign-off, I've heard around 2200. Via BCDX, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka reports a new frequency from Myanmar, 9590, at 0130 to 330, not including the English service at 0230, which is on one of the old Yangon transmitters on 9730.85. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports Radio Nigeria Abuja on 7275, January 4th. After Tunisia left the frequency at 0630, Nigeria was revealed with news headlines, good morning, a phone number, fanfare music, and mentioning correspondence. A very weak signal. It was fading out by 0645. From the Pakistani publication Dawn via Ymir Gaviria, with Pakistan Broadcasting Corporation's problems multiplying, management has sent a request to the finance ministry seeking 1.7 giga rupee bailout package to overcome its financial woes. More about this from twocircles.net via the Media Network blog. It's facing a severe financial crunch, due to which the future of over 3,000 employees and artists all over the country has become uncertain. In the Condish list, Alfredo Cagnotti in Peru reports there's a new X-band station there on 1610 from Puno. It's called Radio Inca. He heard it at 1141 UT, but the signal was very weak when I assume he was back in Lima. Besides a couple of other Peruvians he was hearing on 60 meters, David Sharp in New South Wales says the strongest of all was Radio Libertad on 5039.17, December 29th at 11:05, with excited talk, news or messages, and why no music. Also reported signing on at 1000 UT by Ralph Perry in Illinois. He measured it on 5039.38 on the 1st of December, with a taped organ and echo-voiced ID announcement. He says the most reliable Peruvian on 60 meters for me this winter. While Salmoniv in BC reports SIBC Solomon Islands measured on 5019.863, December 26th at 0735. Good reception with easy listening music, not nearly as good as The Cross on 4755. LSB works best to cut through the interference, bringing almost armchair copy. Alokesh Gupta reports that one of the target broadcasts to Somalia has announced it's leaving shortwave radio Barkulan, which means meeting place, effective January 1st, following a reduction of audience and need to expand their FM network within Somalia. They're still on satellite and web streaming. They used to have one-hour broadcasts on 9960 and 15750. Another one for Somalia, which continues, is Radio Damal, Voice of the Somali People, heard by Jorge Freitas in Brazil from 2105 until sign-off at 2129 on 11970 via the UAE. Thanks to news on the Media Network blog, I heard a new broadcast for Sudan. It's called Radio Tamazuj, T-A-M-A-Z-U-J. It's been part of the Radio Dabanga transmissions, but it's getting its own time slot just before Dabanga. Tests already began at 04 to 4:30 UT on 7315 via France, where I heard them on December 30th. According to Radio Netherlands, it's a new radio initiative of Free Press Unlimited. Radio Tamazuj will carry special programming for people in the conflict areas between North and South Sudan. It means across the border. From January 5th, they'll have half an hour a day at 04 to 04:30 before Radio Dabanga, not only on 7315, but via Madagascar 11940, which I could also hear, and UAE 13800, which I could not. Their own website was to be launched shortly at www.radiotamazuj.org. All four scheduled Spanish hours of Radio Taiwan International via WYFR continue to be missing. However, I have been hearing the relay via French Guiana at 0200 on 11995. At least on January 4th, it was functioning properly. Via Rusty X, a report in Telekritika, Ukraine, says the two channels of Ukrainian radio will continue broadcasting on medium wave with new DRM transmitters, since they do not have an FM network. They plan to purchase 15 or 16 DRM transmitters, put them around the country to cover 85 to 90% of the population on medium wave DRM. Here's another of those leapfrog mixing products around the 49-meter band. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing BBC Arabic on 6430, January 1st at 1734 past 1800. I figured out it must be a leapfrog of 5790 over 6110, both scheduled in Arabic, another 320 kilohertz higher. Except, one is supposedly from Skelton, the other from Wooferton. For the leapfrog to work, they would both, of course, have to be from the same site, which I suspect was the case, perhaps because the other one was down for maintenance. Checking out whether the Cubans are still jamming VOA Spanish in the evening. Yes, they are. Midnight 30 to 02, Tuesday through Saturday, on 12,000, 9885, and 5890. This also led me to discover on December 31st that WWCR was colliding with VOA for 1 hour on 5890 between 01 and 02, apparently because they misunderstood the daylight time shift on November 6th. Once this was published, I noticed by January 2nd, they had moved the changeover time from 9980 to 5890 1 hour later at 0200, eliminating the collision. As of UT January 3rd, S. Hasegawa reports that Zimbabwe Community Radio has changed schedule, heard at 16 to 17 UT now, on 5890 via South Africa. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued January 3rd, AMK indices 5 and 2 from January 7th for the rest of the month. Solar flux dropping from 140 January 6th to 125 on the 10th to 12th, and rising to a higher peak of 150 January 24th. That's World of Radio 1598. I'm Glenn Hauser.